Hello, everyone, and welcome to Teen Connect on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Helen Cox, and here on Teen Connect, we spotlight the voices and stories shaping our generation, creating conversations that bring together experts and teens to better understand our world and the role we each play in shaping it. As always, our audio editing is handled by James Ziprote. And today, we're thrilled to welcome today's honorable guest, or I guess I should say guests, three members of Hopes and Hearts, a group run by local teens that raises awareness towards pediatric cancer and is actively making a difference all around. I am so very lucky to meet with you all today and cannot wait to help share your story.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Alexa. I'm a senior at Northampton Area High School. I'm a second year student in the Health Careers Program at Bethlehem Maryville Tech. I am also a part of HOSA, Future Health Professionals Organization. I am the historian, and I'm also a part of National Technical Honor Society. I have two jobs. I work at St. Luke's Hospital, and I'm a modified PCA there. I also work at Blue Mountain as a rental technician.
My name is Alyssa Rosario. I'm a senior at Freedom High School and a third-year health career student at Bethlehem Area Vocational Technical School. I'm the HOSA president at BAVIDS, and I serve as the president of Buddies Helping Buddies, the historian of Medical Club, and I'm a cheerleader and lacrosse player at Freedom.
I'm Janaya Difer. I'm a senior at Freedom High School and a fourth-year health career student at Bethlehem Area Vocational Technical School. I'm a three-time HOSA member, NTHS member. At Freedom, I participate in the Medical Club as well as the track team.
Cool. So you guys, wait, you go to Northampton, you
yes.
said, and then you two go to Freedom. How did all three of you meet?
We all met through being at VoTech. We all take different health careers classes. We all have different teachers, but we do collaborative work. So we meet up during the school day and talk to each other there.
And then could you give a brief overview of what Hopes and Hearts is and like what it does, sort of?
Hopes and Hearts is a student-based nonprofit initiative founded in July of 2024, focused on advocating for pediatric cancer awareness, research, and families throughout the Lehigh Valley.
What initially inspired you to start the group?
So we all had some sort of tie of cancer throughout our families. One day when I went to my mom's cancer appointment to get chemotherapy, I saw a basket of hand-knitted hats and cards from children throughout the community. And I sent a photo to my best friend, who is one of our previous members who graduated. And she found a designated HOSA competition. So this was all originally started for a HOSA project, but we quickly expanded as we realized the global impact and need for advocacy surrounded pediatric cancer.
Wow. So you said there's five total members now?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Are you three like the founding ones? Or
she is one of them.
What are some like long and short-term goals you have in mind with the foundation?
So we are currently in the process of getting our 501c3 to become a legal nonprofit. We have hopes for Hopes and Hearts to expand as much as possible to increase global support to childhood cancer patients.
And then when did you guys actually begin the group?
So Hopes and Hearts was started in July of 2024 with two members that are now graduated.
And then what progress have you seen both within and outside of the Lehigh Valley?
I think the Lehigh Valley has very, very good access to childhood cancer care. There's a specialty unit at Cedar Crest, which we have had the special privilege to partner with in this upcoming weeks. We are doing a hat drive and toy drive to go to children all throughout all units at Cedar Crest.
Wow. And then what are each of your future plans, and do you sort of hope to continue in the direction of healthcare or cancer treatment?
So our future plans are to have more fundraisers and Hopes and Hearts events, whether they're events that we plan ourselves or collaborative events that we're invited to. We want to make the most of everything and have a welcoming environment for everyone. We also want to continue in the direction of healthcare. I personally want to become a pediatric or NICU nurse.
I want to be a travel pediatric oncology physician assistant.
I want to be a trauma medicine nurse practitioner.
Impressive. Do you each have, like, specific roles within Hopes and Hearts? And then if so, how do you divvy them up?
So we work collectively with everything. We do have planned Instagram post days. So Alyssa does Mondays and Wednesdays. Alexa does Tuesdays and Fridays. And then I do Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. All of our events are planned by all of us. If we have an idea, we share it. And if the rest of the team agrees, we will implement or compromise.
Hmm. Were there any teachers, mentors, family members, etc., who helped nurture your love for advocating towards such a great cause?
Personally, myself, the girls that are right here and the two that graduated have been the most help for me. They've shown me the true importance of this cause and the great things that we can do.
For us, as we were, like, starting up the mission, definitely all of our teachers at VOTEC were such a big help. They always pushed us to keep going. They always gave us the proper resources that we needed to thrive, and everything that we've done has been because of them.
Do you think that's, like, sort of, like, your home base?
Yeah.
Like, of the community? Okay. And then do you have any words of advice for upcoming or current teens looking towards speaking about their passions?
Honestly, go for it. You can't be afraid to share what you care so deeply about. Your voice matters, and you're going to inspire others no matter what you do.
What is something you wish people knew about pediatric cancer or your cause, your goal overall?
Cancer doesn't end after treatment. Many children are left with lifelong deficiencies that go on to affect other aspects of their lives. So that's definitely really big.
And then what has been a key takeaway you've learned from running Hopes and Hearts this far?
It is a lot of work and time, but the outcome is everything. The joy that you feel when you're helping these kids is what it really is all about. It can become emotional at times, and you have to hold back those emotions so that you can be your full self for those kids to show them what we're trying to help them with.
Do you guys get to work, like, directly with the kids a lot of the time? Oh, cool. This is kind of similar to, like, the last couple of questions, but what would you say are some key role models of yours overall?
Myself, my two role models are my freshman year English teacher and my current health careers teacher at Babbitts.
I would say for me, definitely my mom, because my mom is basically the whole reason why Hopes and Hearts was started. If it hadn't been for her cancer treatment, I wouldn't have seen that basket and I wouldn't have had the idea to do all this.
I would definitely say my American Sign Language teacher for my freshman year and my first and second health careers teacher, because we've had two, so.
What other activities do you guys each enjoy outside of being part of this team?
Outside of our team, I personally like to hang out with my family and friends, go shopping, and watch TV or movies.
I second that. Like I said, I cheer and I play lacrosse, so that does take up a decent amount of my time. But other than that, I like to read. I like to draw, stuff like that.
I definitely like to read. I'm a movie fanatic, and I love shopping.
I was just wondering, how much time per week would you think this takes up?
Well, we post on Instagram every single day, so getting, like, all the research for that, I feel like at least is an hour, 2 hours to make the entire post. So if we're not doing events, we have that every day, and then events could go anywhere between, like, 2 to 4 hours.
So do you guys see each other every day?
Yeah. We do at Tech.
Mm. What do you hope to see in coming years regarding Hopes and Hearts?
We hope to see further research improvement for pediatric cancers. We also hope that our platform can have a further outreach.
What can people do to, like, contribute or help out, would you say?
People can check out our Instagram for fundraisers and events that they can be a part of. Sometimes we'll offer community service to student volunteers. People can also donate or collaborate with us by reaching out to us by our Instagram.
What do you hope to see in the future regarding cancer treatment overall? I know this is a broad question.
We definitely hope to see more accessible and affordable treatment options to those who cannot afford cancer treatments, especially in foreign countries, but also increased funding to childhood cancer as a whole, being that pediatric cancer only receives about 4% of the federal cancer research budget.
Can other people get involved? And if so, how would people go about doing this?
People, like I said, can check out our Instagram for fundraisers that we do, as well as events that they can be a part of. Like I said, we can offer community service for certain events to student volunteers, and people can also donate or collaborate with us by reaching out to us on Instagram.
Would you say most of the events you run, because you said, like, through Cedar Crest earlier, is that, like, a main thing?
Some of our events are, like, with hospitals, but some of our events were at PCFLV's, the Pediatric Cancer Foundation of Lehigh Valley. They hosted a Christmas party for children and siblings undergoing cancer treatment. So we set up a table and we donated over 120 toys to those kids.
Wow. What is your favorite part about being a member of this group overall?
Getting to meet families that our nonprofit has impacted means the world to us. Knowing that none of our efforts have gone to waste, but also getting to work with a group of women that have the same passion is truly amazing.
It must be really helpful if you guys are all obviously passionate and, like, driven towards the same goal. You can bounce off each other, which sounds cool. Do you have any regrets or mistakes to avoid you want to share with teenagers pursuing their passions today?
We have no regrets on any of the paths we've taken so far. It has it is very hard to maintain something like this in high school, but if you want it bad enough, you will always make it work. It is okay to take risks.
And then just out of curiosity, once you guys graduate, are other people going to be, like, continuing it on?
For now, we don't have the plans to do that. We are planning to keep it, like, the five of us. Mm. But if it comes to a point where we may need to take a step back, being that we're all going into demanding majors, mm-hmm. we can definitely have resources at our VOTEC that will help it keep going.
Nice. And if you could have dinner with any person, dead or alive, for each of you, who would it be and then why?
Myself, it would be my great-grandmother because she has always been one of my biggest supporters, and she had pancreatic cancer. She passed away from pancreatic cancer, and I miss her dearly.
For me, it would probably be Henrietta Lacks, which is definitely a random one, but for those who don't know, her cells were taken without her consent, and basically they didn't live up like normal cells do, and her cells are in thousands of medications. They were used to treat thousands of the diseases, create thousands of medications for various diseases, including childhood cancers.
No, I read that book over the summer. She had cervical cancer, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Mm.
Honestly, I would probably have to, this took me a while. I was thinking about this all day at work. It would be my mom's little brother. I never got to meet him. I think he was 4 or 5. He died from lymphoma, and I don't know. It just seems like something I would be interested in sitting down and talking to.
Yeah, it's interesting you guys all chose people, like, cancer-related. What sort of other activities do you do?
So Hopes and Hearts does lots of events, fundraisers, and we post a lot on social media. So some of our events, we set up a table at our VOTEC's open house. We attracted the attention of our district superintendent. He loved our cause. He even donated to us. PCFLV's Holiday Stroll, we hosted a table for over 120 children and siblings undergoing cancer treatment. We also recently set up a Gold Out football game between Freedom and Northampton High School. And last year we helped set up the Turkey Bowl, which was a student versus faculty rivalry powder puff game between Freedom and Liberty, and that raised $6,300 for PCFLV. We've done an Easter egg hunt around VOTEC. So basically students purchased 2 eggs for $1 and they had candy or a slip saying that you won an Easter basket, which came out of our funds. We also hosted an event called Bead Wars where students could purchase a beaded necklace for $1 and then they challenged anybody else with a set of beads to a game of rock, paper, scissors. Whoever won took all the beads. And then at the end of the week, we counted whoever had the most beads. They won a $25 Visa gift card.
Oh, wow.
And that raised, I think, $800 for us.
So all of your fundraising is done, like, through yourselves?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, wow.
So another event that we have done is Cuts for a Cause. We've worked with our cosmetology students at our VOTEC, and we made an event where people would come in and cut their hair to donate.
That ended up having 500 plus inches of hair donated and raised around $300 for us.
How many students are there at VOTEC, like, total? Do you know?
There are 31 different classes.
I think it's small, though.
I think, like, each class has around, like, 15 to 30 students.
Yeah, but there's an AM and a PM session. So AM is there for the first two blocks of the day, and then it switches for lunch, so then it's a totally different new class for PM.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for talking with me so far. You're listening to Team Connect here on WDIY with our guest, Hopes and Hearts Organization. We're going to take a short break, but don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back.
WDIY presents a selection of award-winning podcasts that air weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m., Listen to important conversations regarding art, science, business, health, and more here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Check our website for new topics and archived programs. WDIY podcasts are on 88.1 FM, streaming at wdiy.org, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Team Connect. Today we are discussing the importance of pediatric cancer with members of the local student-run organization Hopes and Hearts. So I noticed your Instagram has a lot of, like, yellow and gold color themes. What does this signify?
So the gold signifies the actual ribbon of pediatric cancer. So we try to incorporate that color as much as possible. it's a little hard to find backgrounds that are gold, so we've resorted to using yellow. And we also wear gold ribbon pins when we go to competitions and around to all of our events.
Because I feel like I always see a lot of, like, the pink for breast cancer, but I just didn't know what the gold meaning was. What are your thoughts on the cutting of, like, cancer treatment research, like, bills?
So in January of 2025, there were five critical bills that were cut from the federal budget allocation, which detrimizes the care that pediatric cancer patients have access to, especially because cancer treatment is so expensive. So limiting the resources to something that is already so limited continues to put the health of millions of children worldwide at risk and will ultimately could contribute to the deaths of hundreds of thousands.
Oh no.
It is more than just the kids, though. It's like the parents, because the pressure of the parents leads them to, like, really decrease mental health.
So you guys began this group for a HOSA competition, correct? Did I say that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. How did this work? How far did you guys get? What was, like, the whole experience?
So, like I said, when we started this, when I saw the hats in my mom's chemo treatment, I sent a photo to my best friend, and she found a competition that would fit for HOSA. So basically, HOSA is, it's a club where students that are interested in careers in healthcare go and they compete in various competitions like dental terminology, CPR, things of all forms of healthcare. And we competed in community awareness. So we, our competition consisted of building a campaign where in some type of health field that showed need, and we chose pediatric cancer. So over, I believe it was 8 months, we had to build a portfolio. We hosted 7 events and raised around $1,000 for childhood cancer care. And basically we went to Lancaster in March of 2025 and competed against all vo-technical schools in Pennsylvania that had a person competing in community awareness. We placed first in the state then. Then we traveled to Tennessee in July of 2025 for internationals, where we competed against all first, second, third placers from around the world, like China, Mexico.
It's international. Like,
yeah.
So many schools.
All over the world. And we ended up placing 8th in the entire world. And we are going back again in hopes to get top 3 in the world this year.
That's absolutely amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then through that, I was going to ask, what other states or countries has Hopes and Hearts reached, and then how were you able to do this?
So we have reached all over the United States, pretty much. I have reached out to one parent in particular for her child to learn more about her, and they were from Texas.
Personally, throughout this is my second year doing it, so I've gotten to meet people and reach out to people from all over the world. Like, we've sent a care package to a young girl battling rhabdomyosarcoma in New Zealand. We've had connections in Australia, like she said, Texas, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and a variety of other places.
I reached out to a family in North Carolina for their daughter and made a post about it. So
is it mostly like you guys networking and like reaching out to the families instead of vice versa?
Yeah, we normally will see something on like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, social medias to reach out. Normally it'll be them doing like a day in the life of like their child going through chemotherapy or something like that, and then we can DM them and we're like, hey, if you're comfortable with it, would you let us know more so that we can make a post? And then if they're comfortable, we'll ask them certain questions and then they will give us answers, and then we will make a post in the coming days about whatever they said.
That's cool. It like individualizes it. And obviously this sounds like a lot of work. How would you say you balance this and schoolwork and work and everything?
Honestly, with the support of each other, we tend to like piggyback off of each other when it gets like to be too much, like working cooperatively while also balancing school and sports and posting and all of the things. We keep each other in line.
Yeah, I would say sometimes it definitely is really hard to be a student and an athlete and as well as a nonprofit like founder. So I wouldn't be able to do this without the help of my team, of course, but I would say it's also to prioritize things. Like, yes, my nonprofit means the absolute world to me, but I am still a student, so my academics always come first. Make sure that you're, like, separating time for yourself and to get your schoolwork done. Like, I'm in some pretty demanding courses, so I always make sure my schoolwork is done before I even think about making a post. And if it becomes too much, I'll ask one of my teammates, hey, can you take the post for today? And they've always done it with no problem. So it's definitely a team effort and definitely a self-effort to be able to have so much discipline with your schedule.
You have to be, like, on it for time management then.
Yeah, my totally. God.
And then building off of that, how has this team strengthened your bond with each other?
So to start, for me, I had no clue who any of the girls were. I watched them go to states. I watched them hand out pins and be so excited for what they do. And they placed first in the state. I saw all of their TikToks. I was so proud of them. And then I got to know Alyssa a little bit because she was on the board for HOSA. And then one day I was just on my phone and I got a text message and she was like, hey, would you want to join? And I immediately said yes. I couldn't think of even saying no. And then ever since then, we've done things together and I've just gotten to know each of the girls so much more and had a bond with them.
Yeah, I can definitely second that. Being on this team has definitely made me so much closer. And especially with my previous, like, teammates, they're still absolutely so involved, but they are in college, so they have taken a slight step back. But it made me so much closer to them. And it's also made me, like, recognize, like, how lucky I am to have people that are so like-minded and are so, like, compassionate and dedicated to do what I love to do. And I simply, like, I couldn't imagine doing it without them.
I was big baby when it came to HOSA last year. They placed first and I cried. I don't know why. I did, though. I started crying and I was so proud. I knew Alyssa for, what was it, a year and a half before then. Then I played against one of the other members in softball when I played. So I knew her, but I didn't know, like, Alexa at all. This definitely brought us all together.
And then you guys said this started in 2024, last year?
Yeah.
What's the process of becoming, like, a legal official, not official, legal nonprofit, would you say?
So it's definitely a lot of work. You have to assemble a board, and you have to go through a bunch of paperwork and a bunch of legal things, a lot of approval. It's about, like, $600 to $800 to become a legal nonprofit. And we are still in the process of educating ourselves because, like we said, we kind of came into this a little bit blindsided and we are still learning as we go. So that's definitely something we're in the process of still educating ourselves about.
Yeah, so as of right now, we're trying to work towards it. Alyssa's mom is very involved. She's trying her hardest to talk to as many people and get us to where we need to be. We do have to get the 501c3, which is our tax exemption. We did just have a big donation to our fund from a company called Woodring Improvements. He gave us $500 to our fund. We used it towards the toy drive that we did just do for the PCFLV holiday stroll. And then we are planning to keep it in our fund for now. And then possibly if we make more money within the next few months, we're going to try to get our 501c3.
So do you think, like, within the next year, is that achievable?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, totally.
I wish you guys luck.
Thank you.
And then what research have you guys done?
So last year, we visited Moravian University through an invite from a former professor there. Her name was Dr. Anastasia Thevenin, and she specialized in cancer research. So she gave us the chance to tour her lab, and we got to see the work that she was doing with Connexin 43, which is a cancer-suppressing protein. And we got to see, like, real-life HeLa cells. We got to tour her lab, and we learned about the research that she's doing in how Connexin 43 suppresses oncogenes. So that was definitely really cool. And we've also done research with, like, families throughout the United States. We've interviewed a variety of families from across the world, and we've learned about cancer care in different states and different areas of the world. And we're still in the process of trying to get into labs or get into hospitals where we can see what people are really like doing behind the scenes of cancer treatment.
I always forget there's so, it's like so recent cancer treatment. I feel like medicine overall is so unknown.
I know.
There's so much more.
Working in front of it is definitely like watching chemo and like being administered is really, it has to be like a taking a toll on the person. Mm-hmm. It looks so tiring.
Wow. Yeah, so. It's really a lot because it does a lot to your body. And that's another thing with cancer treatment and cancer care is that it's so invasive. And though it's meant to improve the cancer in the moment, it does leave like long-term effects. And it's kind of disappointing to see that in order to make someone better, you have to make them worse.
It really is.
Because that relates, you guys said earlier, like, it's not over after it's treated.
Yeah, we met this little boy. He's a family member at PCFLV, and he's missing an eye. He's 4 years old, I believe.
He looks super young.
He's super little. And, you know, it's really upsetting to see because that is something that is going to impact him for the rest of his life. So it's disappointing to see that you have to get worse before you can get better.
Do you have any advice for other teens looking to start an organization of this level?
Honestly, whatever you put your mind to, something comes up, talk to everyone around you. They are the biggest help. Just like Alyssa did, she mentioned to her best friend, and that's how they came a thing. Mm-hmm. So you just have to be open to letting people in to help you. Always ask for help, and it will help in the long run.
Another thing is, sometimes you are going to get rejected and you're going to be told no, and it's going to hurt your feelings a little bit, but you just kind of have to learn and go along with the process. We've been told no countless times. We've been rejected by countless people regarding donations and like a variety of other things, and we keep going. You push through and you will find a way. It'll all work out.
Honestly, you can't be afraid of being wrong or really speaking or like saying what you want to say, because I feel like holding back isn't going to get you anywhere at all, and you just can't be afraid.
It's like no losses. I mean, you might as well.
What do you have to lose?
Do you have any big upcoming events in 2026 overall?
So in January, we are going to do a cash and coins for a cause. Basically, we're going to have a bucket outside of every single class at our VOTech, and they're going to put their coins or cash inside. Whoever gets the most in their bucket will win a pizza party, and all those funds will go to our fund for our organization.
And then in March, we are planning to go again to HOSA to compete in states in community awareness. We'll be going to Hershey Park this year, which is really exciting. We've never been there for HOSA before. It's been in Lancaster every year we've competed, so that's really exciting. So we have to finish up our events for a little bit and then formulate a new portfolio, write our speeches, get everything ready to compete, and in hopes of going to Indianapolis for ILC this year. So that's something we're really looking forward to.
So between January and February, before states, of course, we're going to try and get our Cuts for a Cause out there so that we can raise as much as we did the year before. Cuts for a Cause is definitely fun. I want to cut my hair, so.
And then, yeah, totally. Like we said, we're planning on getting our 501c3, so hopefully we can get that before May or June this year. That's the goal.
Yeah, good luck. It sounds packed already. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's a wrap on today's episode of Teen Connect. Thank you guys so, so much for joining us and sharing the incredible story of your organization. For more information about this group and how you can contribute, you can find them at their Instagram, hopes_and_hearts. And to our listeners, thank you for spending time with us on Teen Connect here on WDIY 88.1. Be sure to join us next time as we continue highlighting the stories and issues shaping our generation. Until then, stay connected.